Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source. So I'm here with Amadon.
Hello!
Hey, Ash actually participated that time.
Everyone's going, shut up!
I'm Sky, I play guitar and I sing for Amadon.
And how long have you been with Amadon?
Since the beginning. 10 years.
Since the beginning of man.
Since the beginning of time.
10 years.
There was Sky and Amadon.
In the beginning there was Sky. And then
there was this tribe of the Amadonians.
I am Ash, and I am the rhythm and lead, rhythm/lead, switching off with Sky and Amadon, and I've been in the band for, what, like 3.5 years, almost 4 years? Because it's been since a little after I worked at Guitar Center, so I haven't worked at Guitar Center quite 4 years, so.
Yeah, 3.5 sounds right.
Oh, okay. Amadon's awesome. It's a job. It's fun. It does.
Amadon supports my Guitar Center habit.
I suck it.
Oh my god, now it's my turn. My name is Dane. I've been with the band about 2.5 years now, and I'm the guy.
2.5 inches, you mean?
And 2.5 inches, 2.5 years. It's the same.
A year per inch.
Hey, look at that. Grows slower than hair.
I miss the podcast now. During this, I missed the podcast.
Podcast is awesome.
It was.
I mean, it's not being out of the studio at our disposal.
Let's do it again. All right, go.
That was my turn.
Newbie.
Fucking yeah.
Oh, wait, we can't say fucking on the radio, can we?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, we can.
It's a podcast.
Fuck.
Fuck.
It's going to say explicit on there, so you're good.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
awesome.
Hot shit.
We could do a fucking dubstep.
So I'm Christian. I play bass and do background vocals in the band with Sky, and I've been in the band since January. So 8 months?
Of 2015.
Well, people are going to be listening to it. It's going to say the date underneath it. So January!
It's our like 15-minute long intro. Jesus Christ.
I know. Well, that's Amadon.
Yeah.
That's our interview.
No. We're not done yet. No.
Exit through the gift shop. Thank you. Good night.
So, how many albums do we have?
We are about to release our 5th album. We have 4 EPs and a full-length record under our belts.
Well, 3 released for EPs and then 1 full album. This is our 5th that we're releasing now.
Yeah, which is another EP.
So, when do we get it?
October 23rd, it gets digitally released worldwide. The physical CD release show will be October 17th at Luigi's.
Are we allowed to tell who's on it?
It's for his birthday, too.
Not yet. Okay, so it's a secret show. Come out.
Oh, on the 17th?
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome,
on our CD, like, hard copy CD release.
I wish I could tell you names. It's going to be fucking crazy.
It's going to be the 6th.
So I need
it's going to be dope.
It's going to sound like Jesus.
I need to make sure that I have that day off, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I have every day off.
Mainly, you need the day off after.
Right. And somebody else to drive.
I'm back to where I began. I can't figure out why I'm starting again. I guess this mission hasn't run its course. There's some grip that happened to slip. Now I sip trips with optimistic lips. This ship won't dip, I'm never going down. Every time I think about the way that I'm living for, I guess it seems a mission really matter anymore. I'm never going back to the way I was before. The difference now is that I've got the world at my back, and I will never be alone again. Come then, stand with me so that we will never stand alone when all the rest are gone. Forever, we'll never miss the light that's lying under. We'll never lose our way. Stand with me so that chance to get it right. Battles never won without a fight, and I may be running out of time. The difference now is that I've got the world at my back, and I will never be alone again. Come in. We will never stand alone when all the rest are gone. Forever, we'll never miss a light that's lying under. We'll never lose our way.
Cast.
Fourth Ave fucking tavern, I think, is
we love
my
playing
favorite.
The Fourth Ave. It's
I think that's the only place that we
super
really
chill.
Play in Olympia.
All the staff is awesome.
I've only played the Fourth Ave.
like Olympia, that's
cool
the only place.
In the back wall at so.
There's always like good bands playing there. We always get put up on like a really good bill and everything. They treat us right, and
their food is great.
I was gonna tell a story, but I decided not to.
What story?
Where that guy smacked my ass when I jumped off the stage after Hopeless.
Well, you just told that story now.
Okay, well, yeah, so I jumped off the stage and this drunk guy smacked my ass, and this is, like, me just saying, like, how well the staff is, like, the door guy. I'm so sorry if you're listening. I don't remember your name, but I remember your face, but you were looking to kick his ass afterwards, so thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, they do have good staff there.
Awesome stuff. I love the Fourth Ave. Good sound guy. Fucking good music always playing there. The room's fucking loud shit.
It is loud.
You go there leaving deaf.
Yeah, definitely.
Hi, my name is. Your name is.
I am not editing that out.
Okay. You're now Dermadon. I learned that from Troy. I'm not as good
we
as Troy.
You play Dermadon. You was great.
I'm good.
My name is Dan and I play the drums.
So, we're not making fun. We're just saying how you leave for Dev.
Yeah, I feel like that
you're deaf afterwards. It's loud.
It's not here, too.
A little farther in.
So... if you could play anywhere, where is your dream venue? I'll start with Sky.
The Knitting Factory, which we will be playing at Dreamfest. That's one of those giant, giant, awesome venues that, you know, you always think about the day you're going to get to play there, and we are actually going to get to play there. So, dream come true.
Ash?
My, like, dream place where I want to play is actually something way more, like, way out there. It's actually the Royal Albert Hall, UK. I don't know exactly where. But that's where Jimi Hendrix burned his electric guitar on stage and Led Zeppelin played in 1970 in the DVD that I have that I watch all the fucking time. And awesome. I'm going to wear if I ever play there, I'm going to wear the same exact outfit as Jimmy Page. Those blue pants. I forget what shoes he was wearing, but they were kind of floods as far as his pants go. White button-up shirt with a sweater vest over it. I'm wearing that. When? Awesome. That's okay. That's okay. I want to commemorate.
I might
that.
Wear pants if we play there. Might.
I, oh no, that's my dream place where I want to play is Royal Albert Hall because there's so much history.
I will wear
over there.
Only assless chaps.
I will only wear.
Oh,
socks
who has to see it?
On one
and crotch.
You guys just want to ruin it.
Dane, where would you play?
Couple actually. I would love to play the Budokan in Japan. That'd be amazing.
Of course, you're Asian.
Well, yeah, that too. As well as play Download Festival. I want to see some Glastonbury in the UK. Any of the giant European festivals would be awesome to be able to play, preferably at night, but through the day it'd still be awesome. Or Brixton Academy in the UK, I think it's in Manchester. That'd be a fun place to play. And then in the US, the Norva is awesome. I was there once for a show.
What about Burning Man? I'm so kidding.
Yeah, the Norva would be awesome. It's on the East Coast. It's one of the redeeming qualities of Virginia. And then the whiskey. I want to go to whiskey and just like
whiskey
punch someone in the face because yeah, I punch someone with the whiskey.
All right. I don't really have like a specific place I want to play, but I would love to like rent a party boat, like a party barge or whatever like that. Set the band up and then just like kind of cruise around Seattle and then down the West Coast or something stupid. I just think it'd be fun. Is that a band? I'm trying to surf, man. This is awesome.
That would be awesome.
How awesome would that be? If I travel across the water, everyone will hear it.
So,
a 3-day show. A 3-hour show.
No, it's just done continuously all the way down. Because what if we're not playing and we go across the city where there's like hella surfers? Like, oh, it's a party boat. We're just being there. And we're just sitting there fucking drinking. Like, are we going to continuously play our set over and over and over? I think we will be.
I would. I don't give a shit. I'd literally probably, by the time we get down to like California or something like that, I'll probably be so like boat drunk that like I'll just be like tapping my string.
Like, my name is Chris and this is the bass.
I play one note the entire song.
So we're Amadon in Washington, and by the time we get to Southern California, we'll be the Grateful Dead.
No, that's how it makes
I still really don't know like much about those guys. I don't get why there's so much shit about
you
them.
You should look up Grateful Dead tuning.
Of acid. That's why.
Grateful Dead tuning.
That is also, I'm like an sure hour why I haven't seen that is the reason why I don't really know.
You're
that.
You're so fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what is
I'm,
this?
I'm okay with, like, seeing, but what sucks is that there's stickers everywhere of them, and I'm like, I just know the name. I don't even know any other songs. Nothing. Like, play a song and be like, what?
There's an ice cream after the dead front.
Okay. Is the Ice Cream Man just playing around just with teddy bears with popsicles in their hands running down the street? What? All their shirts are teddy bears, like, looking like
Grateful
they're
Dead?
Skipping down. Yeah, I got a shirt from Louie's wife.
I thought they had a skull in there. They do have, like, a skull in, like, the...
There's a teddy bear shirt that I got.
They have the bears, too.
Oh, and yeah. It looks like all the right. Bear's, like, skipping down the road, which, actually, I think that's where they got Ted from.
Okay. You heard it first.
Okay.
Grateful Dead created Ted.
Yeah. The Grateful Dead.
I know you think I'm I've been here before, so don't you lie to me. I know you think I'll come back for more. This is not meant to be. Every time I give you a chance, you're unaware. If someday you turn around, you might just find a wound.
We have been on TV. We played New Day Northwest once.
Without itchy makeup.
We've done two Dream Fests so far. We've done Taste of Tacoma. We've done several
Art
Hemp Fests.
Art on the
Ave.
Olympia Hemp Fest. Salem Hemp Fest. Salem Hemp Fest.
We just did Salem Hemp Fest yesterday.
Whaling Days.
Whaling Days. Yeah, we did Whaling Days.
Forgot about that.
We played Muckleshoot Casino, and then Battle of the Bands. We got third place.
Yeah,
and final. 2500 downrise. Doll hairs.
Fish, 4th of July at Angel Lake.
Right.
We've done that.
We were in the band.
We've done a lot of outdoor stuff.
Yeah, you guys have done lots of impressive stuff.
We've actually done quite a bit of shows. Now that we're naming off, I'm like, holy fuck, man. Busy.
So what's coming up?
We only have two shows on the books right now. We have Dreamfest, which is awesome. It has Mechanism and the Failsafe Project and
Project Kings, Everybody Panic, December in Red.
Yeah.
And Failsafe Project.
To see the whole, like, that whole lineup is just solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. And it's at the Mini Factory.
September.
Allison Chains just played there.
September 12th in
so
Spokane.
You don't know, the Mini Factory is in Spokane.
Yes.
Yes.
In case you don't know.
It's worth
Spokane.
The drive, though. Especially for all those bands.
Yes.
Free tickets.
And then the show we have after that is October 17th at Louis G's for our CD release.
Very cool.
I would love to tell you who's on that.
But you're not.
I really want to.
We know. We know. We know. I know at least two people that are on there, so.
People are going to flip out when they hear the lineup.
You're going to strike shit.
No,
you're gonna poop on your mother.
I actually think that
I just heard the lineup.
Mom! Actually, I think that they would orgasm first and then shit themselves and then orgasm again. Because it's that good.
It's like
where's Terrence and Philip?
It's like an orgasm poop sandwich.
Terrence and Philip.
Orgasm?
Terrence and Philip.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
like
guy.
Dog?
What are you talking about, buddy?
Hey, guy.
I ain't no guy, buddy.
I ain't no buddy, guy.
And there was Terrence from Philip as a guest appearance. There we go. I really actually thought you should.
Wait, do it again.
Huh?
Do it again. Hey! You gotta do the other one, too.
Oh my goodness. So
we are the most crazy probably interview you've had so far.
She's gonna be like, alright, I can use like 5 minutes of this.
No.
Some fart noises and like fuck. That's all it was.
Fucking
fart.
That's
noise.
What the whole podcast was.
Yeah. And lots of drinking.
Yeah. And like goading you to try to get a reaction out of
you. And me just throwing a huge pile of bottle caps.
Oh,
and then Dane tumbling out of a chair because there was an actual spider coming down. Do you remember that? The spotlight's in there. And I saw it coming all the way down, and I was like, usually I like to fuck with people and tell them that there's a spider.
Especially Dan, because he's afraid of spiders.
Yeah, I do that to Troy, too, and it's just like, no. And I was just like, I'm not fucking kidding, there's a spider, and he just like... just like rolls down... off
Ash
the thing. It was awesome. I didn't fall. I was reenacting.
Reenacting.
That no one can see.
The spider roll.
But you guys did.
Reenacting. So, everybody has a favorite song. What's yours?
Favorite song of anybody?
No, of Amadon.
Oh, of Amadon. Oh. My Ooh. Favorite Amadon song, that is a hard Shit. Question. I like That's so many songs. Cause all the,
Better
all...
question.
All right.
Favorite song to play live, too.
She just asked favorite song, though.
I know, but also that one, too. That's I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to
let... You're fine.
New question.
That's not a bad way to go. Like, favorite song to listen to, favorite song to play. I would say Alone is probably my favorite song to listen to, just because it's, like, super unique for us. Mm-hmm. Playing live, I think Glory is my favorite right now.
We haven't played it live!
Well, not yet, but we will.
You can't we will. Pick that.
That's a new song on the new album.
You can't pick that.
That's on the new album?
You can't pick that. No,
totally
we haven't played it live.
He just did.
I just
What?
Yeah. See? We played it to an audience, so technically we haven't
Those
played
are
it
my answers. You can answer different.
Well, of course you can answer different.
What about you?
Me or one of them?
Yeah, yeah.
You're next.
Me?
You are next.
I will say to this day, one of my favorite songs to play live is Hopeless. I don't care. Something about that song, just especially like the breakdown, is just really awesome. There's a lot of introductions and everything. But like to listen to and also play. Okay, I Won't Be There, I think, is a really good song to listen to. Because I've actually caught myself listening to that song and singing along to it, and it is a fucking awesome song.
Oh, shit.
Dane.
That's my turn.
I wish that was last. So
one of the favorite ones to listen to probably is Sunshine. That one just hits you in the balls and doesn't stop. As far as play live, for me, I got to go Turnaround. That song is fun as shit.
Forgot about that song, but yes, I think that's the most fun song for me and you.
Oh, right? For me, it's just, I'm just constantly
For me
going.
And you, like, I think that's the funnest song for us.
Okay, next.
My favorite song to hear would probably be I Won't Be There, and I really like to play Stay Away live. That one's just fun. Got a nice vocal harmony. And
yeah, the vocal parts on that are really fun.
I get to jump. I like playing jumping.
When really? Are we going to get you cordless so you don't fall?
I love it.
You
I love
make
it
me
a
so
lot.
Nervous. We need to get you cordless.
I have cordless. So I just broke it.
I know. I saw it once. I was like, yes.
And then poof, it was gone.
Dude, literally, I don't know what it is. I'll have a wireless for two shows, and that's as far as it's made it. Like, each time.
We need to get you one and just wrap it in, like, a rubber, like, case.
There you go. Bubble wrap.
Up your butt.
And then every time we jump in
here... You can still break it somehow.
Dude, what if you had a wireless surgically implanted in your butt, and then you just plug your guitar into your butt?
That would be insane.
But then he falls back on his butt, too, so he'd still break it.
No, because then you hear those extra sound effects of pop during...
Right,
no, we need to get you like a wireless that's like a jock strap.
That might actually be coming
handy.
You just plug it right in the front.
So stick it out.
What's with the cod piece? That's no cod piece, my friend.
It's a wireless. You heard it here first. If Chris starts wearing a wireless cod piece, now you know.
So, personalities. Tell me, who's always late?
Christian.
In fact, you said they Christian. Told him to be here at half
Hey,
an hour,
I'm consistent
right?
at one thing, all right?
So I always ask, what time do you have practice? Kaylin tells me because I'm working on my license, so I have, like, Dane usually pick me up and stuff. He's like, oh, we got practice at, like, 8 or 9 or something, but usually it's, like, 9 o'clock when we actually start, so it's, like, usually 8:30. We tell Chris, like, 7:30.
And even then, he'll still jump.
And then he'll show up at, like, 8:30. So it's at least a half hour before when we actually are all ready to go. So, yeah, bass player.
Yeah.
If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're Chris. So,
bass player.
I'm not late because I ride with somebody, so.
Well, there you go. So who is always clowning? Who do you have to worry about?
Like, I think it's like a mixture
between
that's
gotta
Ash.
Be Ash.
Yeah.
All right. And who makes everybody late because it won't be quiet? Who's the talker?
Well, Kaylin is a talker.
I think once we all get going, it's over.
Yeah, we don't really have someone that's just yaps. We kind of get stuff done pretty much all the time.
Yeah, but then there's those stupid conversations, as you can know from this interview, that'll just keep going. Like that dead horse past.
Yeah, through. I guess we'd all be the talker then, because we'll all just start taking a break and
we keep
bullshitting if we.
We'll literally go
like
from like
we'll make everything
song structure
worse.
To like you know Operation Dumbo Drop in like 2 minutes.
We'll go from 30 degree burn to first degree like, burn within like 20 minutes. So.
So
maybe even quicker.
Five steps, 10 songs.
We all pitch in the writing.
Yeah.
I do most of the lyrics, but very collaborative.
It's a lot of, play that again. We like that.
A lot of it kind of starts out with, of course, like the string instruments. Like, I will throw an example out there, Step in the Light, one of like our best songs. I had that riff back way before I, even joined a band or knew about a band or how to be in a band or anything like that or even had a fucking job.
Bumming around, playing guitar.
Seriously, I got fired from Regal 16 and IMAX for my Jimmy Page Zoso tattoo that I had because I couldn't cover it up even though they told me that they were going to send me a long sleeve shirt. But anyway, I'm at the Teen Hendrix Music Academy thing. Teen Hendrix... Nobody knows who that is. That is actually Jimi Hendrix's niece. Her father is Leon Hendrix, Jimi's brother, and she has a music academy. And my dad kind of introduced me and everything and started doing that. And then I just remember one time, I used to go there like every single Friday, and I remember one time I was super frustrated because it was kind of chaotic just being there. Because you didn't get, like, really one-on-one time with everybody that was there as far as, like, recording time or anything like that. So I was just sitting there just with my guitar, my Epiphone Special 2, fucking $150 guitar, and my Digitech multi-effects pedal, and I just plugged my headphones right into it and started just messing around, and then I came up with the riff of Step in the Light, and... I've had that since then, and then I brought it to Amdon once I felt like okay enough to let my baby go and let somebody help raise it. And I was really nervous, and I remember us practicing in the room right behind where you people listening can't hear, right there, and we were just all like, I don't even know if this is gonna work. And then I remember Kaylin coming into where I work at Guitar Center into the acoustic room. And him being like, I think I thought of, like, a really cool bass line that's going to really open up that riff. And that's when it happened. That's when the song came about.
That's kind of been our...
That's how it happens every time.
That's
all
kind of
come
been
up
our writing process
thing.
Since then, is we start with the seed. I tend to be the...
Navigate.
The navigator, I guess.
You are the Luke Skywalker.
And we'll go over options. With every single part until we kind of settle on what every single thing is doing. And the way Amadon works is it's very much a four-piece in the writing sense that all of the parts integrate to one whole. So we pay attention to every single aspect when we write to make sure the drum parts are getting the right vibe, the bass parts are taking things the right direction, and all of the layers of the guitars are coordinated and, you know, cool. So it takes a long time for us to write, actually, because of that. We, you know, just kind of go over stuff for months and months and months until we're done.
And it's frustrating as hell, but it always comes out of the beautiful baby Kelso.
Like this
I've been watching too much that 70 show.
Four
sorry.
Months just working on kind of nitpicking and stuff before we finally went into the studio. And we went in at two separate times. We did the first couple songs, had all those solid, then we went through and nitpicked the next three for, what, a month and a half, 2 months. Practicing 2-3 times a week, just nitpicking and going, oh, we'll fix this.
And before we even went in the studio, we actually had about 10 song ideas that we were working with that we kind of trimmed through, and even more riffs and other things that were on the shelf. In fact, we even scrapped one song that was going to be on the album.
God, what song
like,
was
it? I liked
it. It was like 3 weeks before we went in to do the
song. Oh, it was
tracking.
That one. It was
yeah.
That one. No, I'm totally okay with that one being scrapped. Like that's
got to be for this album. Let me make that clear.
We are fucking playing that song.
I liked it.
It's just backburnered. It didn't.
I know, but we backburnered lots of stuff. It didn't fit with what we were going.
We have a song. We have a song that's been backburnered for close to three albums now. It's called Stop.
Yeah. Stop! Fuck yeah, that song. I fucking love that song.
As you can tell, it's definitely in the background.
That was also a seed. It just has never like fit a riff, like done yet, so. Like songwriting. It always starts with the seed. Whether it like most of the times it comes with like a guitar riff or something like that, or a vocal riff, basically, or people say a melody. But I just call it all a riff to me. It's just like you have to have that hook. And you have to have that hook that's able to spin around and to keep people interested in everything. Whether it's a drum thing, because sometimes when Dane does something, I'm like, that's super dope. Do it again. Don't just do it just once. Like, there's this repetitive thing that people want to listen to nowadays. And we have to do that. So it's just like you find that hook, keep playing it, work a song around it. Don't make it to where it's over and over and over, but also make it to where it's over and over and over. If that makes any sense.
And now continuing on story time with Ash. This message brought to you by
Suck My Soda. Nuka-Cola.
Save your breath. I don't really care what you say. save your breath. I don't really care what you say. You know it's all over now. It's just a waste of time. You'll never see the truth that's behind. Why won't you stay away?
The world.
Doing. Mars.
Touring.
Be the first band that plays a show on Mars.
Fuck yeah. Fuck actually, yeah, Martian Rock.
I can do like a backflip then. Wait, how's the gravity on Mars?
It's
where
to
where I could see myself is just not being where I work anymore, but I mean I'm just saying that I still love my job, but it's still a job. Anyone can understand that. You can have a job that you love. Yeah. But you can still hate a lot of things about it. But where I want to be is to a point where that I can just live comfortably. And I know a million people fucking say that about themselves. Famous people, whatever. Fuck you, fucking... I could name names. But I'm not going to do it.
No,
but
see, like, with us, you got to go big or go home. I don't want to live in a $60,000.
Kardashian and fucking Kanye West, there you go, I said it.
I know.
People that don't matter, mainly Kardashians.
Mansion, 5 Ferraris, everything. I don't care. Go big or go home.
I want to...
Fucking go for it.
I want to own my own evil laboratory.
Fuck that. I own my own fucking
I personally want to do something that...
What are we going to do today,
Brian? Means something to myself, to my family.
Same thing we do every night.
And also, in a way, helps the world, helps people kind of connect and be together without... fighting or whatever. It's like I just went to pee in the grass and saw Slipknot, and that I was expecting it to be fucking nuts, but people were so calm, cooperative, and super nice to each other. It's music that brings people together, and a lot of times it's musicians that are able to have the power to say things not normal people can say because they have the power of music behind them. And
alright,
well, that answers the question, who's talking?
As a band, where do you see you guys going? What's next?
Well, the next thing is we're just going to try to get out on the road, you know, and kind of take our chances out there and spread the Amadon around the world and see what happens.
Have you toured before with Amadon?
We have not done very long tours. We've done like little 3 or 4 day things. So we're looking to do a couple weeks here pretty soon and see how that goes and go from there.
Good.
It is my goal to take the band and be with these three smelly individuals after 3 weeks through like East Coast at least, because we can't get to Japan and play the Budokan or can't get on the party boat with working our day job. So there's only one way to do it, and just get out there and just grind and go.
Yeah.
You know, we're not getting any younger, and dreams don't go away.
Cool. Yeah.
I just want to be on the road. I don't care if I make a bunch of money or not. As long as I can live off playing some music, I'm cool with it. Have some fun around the U.S. and have a few shenanigans. A few shenanigans here and there.
Some memories.
You don't get 9 Ferraris by sitting in your basement.
That's true. That is true. So, Sky, how long have you been playing an instrument? What do you do? How long have you done it?
I've been playing guitar for 20 years, which seems insanely long at this point.
Yeah.
But, I teach guitar, I play guitar, I produce other bands, I've been doing this a very long time.
So, where do you work at?
I teach guitar and in Gig Harbor at All-Star Guitar there. And I produce a band called Fire Away. And working on a couple other projects.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's kind of what I do during the day.
Dane?
I've been playing drums now for about 15 years, so I'm not too far behind Kaelin in that aspect, or I'm not too far behind Sky in that aspect. I still have it's a day job that sucks and it's a company, but that's besides the point. I'm open for session work. I've done a little bit here and there. It's a lot of fun. I love doing it. And I do it for cheap if anyone's listening. It don't cost too much, I promise. I've been playing for a while. I've played punk bands, I've played ska bands, I've played death metal bands, I've played jazz bands. I've pretty much done all of it over the last 15 or so years, and I just find that going up there and swinging around like Animal the Muppet is the most fun to do.
You can tell you have fun.
I try.
Yeah. Chris?
I've been playing music, I don't know, like 10, 12 years. It was like in middle school I got a clarinet, learned how to read music, and I got a guitar. Then my first band, Riot and Rhythm, they ended up needing a bass player one day, and I was just like, don't get rid of the song, get rid of the bass player. And since then, I've been at my home in bass.
Yeah.
Pretty easy history.
Yeah.
So, funny story there. My little brother actually went to school with Chris and them, and I saw them probably 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, that could be pretty cool. And I saw Chris jumping around like the animal that he is, and I was like, oh, that'd be cool to be in a band with that guy, except he's, you know, my little brother's age, and when you're when your little brother's 14 and you're 19, you're like, I don't want to be around like 14, 15-year-olds.
Fuck that.
Well, right? Back then it was hell, dude. We talk like a mile a minute and you'd understand.
Oh, I know. And now look at us. Fucking, 8 years later, 9 years later, here we are. It's just funny how life and local music and everything kind of works out for you.
First time I actually noticed him at a Riot and Rhythm show, I was like looking at him, I was like just meme mugging him the entire time, thinking that it was his little brother. I was just like, is that him? He looks a little shorter. And then all of a sudden his brother comes up from behind me and just scares the shit out of me. I'm like, wait, okay, so now I realize it, they are brothers. Scared the crap out of me though.
That's funny how those types of connections work. Bo, our former bass player, knew Marcus McKenzie, who was our former guitar player, but Marcus played in the band like 10 years ago. I always thought that was funny.
Crazy.
That's cool.
Cool story, bro. Cool story.
Asher, we're talking about how long you've played your instrument. And
how long I've played?
Yeah.
I remember, I think it's 9 years, but like I've been saying 9 years for like 3 years. So.
I know.
So I really don't know.
I
think it's actually
times.
9 years now, but I will just start off from the beginning. I didn't really have any people in my family that were musicians besides my dad's father, Keith, Keith Sr. He was a drummer, and I remember always going to his band practices.
Your dad's father? That'd be your grandfather?
That's the only other musician in my family. He's a drummer, and I used to always... I've just basically been surrounded by music my entire life and everything, and... It's just weird to me to think that it was just like it took one song from me... to just be like, I want to play guitar. And surprisingly enough, like, I mean, grew up with Zeppelin, Eagles, Doobie Brothers, fucking Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, Alanis Morissette, No Doubt. That's like literally my childhood of music. And the one song that made me want to play was Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. Just... for some reason, I know a lot of people are just like, oh, what the fuck? It's just like me. It's there was something about the guitar tone that I really loved, and I wanted to do that. And my grandma bought me a guitar pack from Costco, and got it, and I tried playing. And a really funny story, I tried to get it going once my grandma actually bought it for me. And I was really upset because I had the guitar hooked up to the little Squire amplifier, and it wouldn't work. It totally wouldn't work. And I got so butthurt, I locked myself in the bathroom. And keep in mind, no other musicians in the family, so my dad actually kind of figured it out. I had the guitar cord plugged into the headphone jack and not the input for a guitar because it was a little eighth inch one. It wasn't. Dad was like, "Hey, got it to work." Awesome. And then I didn't play. But then after my first breakup, like 3 years later, that's when I really started playing guitar. So when I was 15, so yeah, 9 years. I'm right there. I'm 9 years, but I've been staying for the past like 3 years. Nice. Holy shit.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, any advice for other bands starting out?
Well, I have lots of advice for other bands starting out. I give advice to other bands starting out. It's one of my favorite things to do is help younger bands get up and going. And I'm always willing to talk for hours and hours and hours about everything I know about getting a band going. My number one piece of advice is play shows. Play as many shows as you possibly can. Experiment. Don't settle for things. Don't just, land on the first thing that you do. Really explore what you're capable of as a band. And the other thing is remind yourself and as a band that every single person in the band is a member of the team, and that, you know, you have a particular job to do, and everyone needs to figure out how that band works. Because no band works the same. No group of people is the same ever. So you need to figure out the people more than the music. And then beyond that, you can do anything.
Awesome. Anyone else have any advice?
Just go jam with people. That's what I got into. It was middle school and heard people dicking around in the music room. And it's like, all right, cool. I mean, don't be afraid. For me, I was sat there and jammed with saxophone players, I jammed with people in clarinets. I didn't care. It was just go out there, play, and have fun. And don't be afraid to fail. You're going to. You're going to suck when you start. Keep going. I sucked. Sky sucked. Chris sucked. Ash sucked. Everyone sucks when you start out. You don't.
We still suck sometimes.
Yeah, we do. I tell everyone, we try to keep the suck down to like a two or three every show we play.
Yeah, the point of being in a band is to practice whatever you're planning to put on stage enough that it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
But when it starts out, every song sucks.
Stay true to yourself. Don't let any opportunities pass by you. Don't live somebody else's dream. Live your dream.
Just be a band whore. You can always learn from somebody. You're never going to be the best. Just always know that. You can always learn something new. So don't get that big ego, whatever. Just start playing. Doesn't matter if they're good or bad. You could probably pass off some knowledge, or somebody can pass some knowledge off to you. Just if you want to go for it, just realize you have to go for it. You can't just sit on your ass.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up. You guys good?
Yeah.
Good. Anything else? Well, thank you.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OliCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.